The back seat of the car is my kingdom. Travel duvet, phone, headphones, snacks, easy to access makeup bag to make myself look presentable 10 minutes before arrival. Not even the presence of revision books, hastily stuffed into my bag by mum, can dampen my mood. I pop a tab of chewing gum into my mouth, crunching down with satisfaction on the minty outer layer. Not long to go until we're there. I'm wrong about that. It takes ages to reach the midway point, the Spotted Pig pub. It was where we always stopped for lunch when it was Mum and Dad. Now it's Mum and Steve, and Mum drives straight past it without saying anything. She pulls up outside a cafe in a parade of shops off the main road. It turns out to be closed, so we have to buy sandwiches from a petrol station. We eat the ham and cheese with unexpected mayonnaise sandwiches and Pringles in a parking space next to the machine that forces air into car tyres. Steve finds his Guess the Movie soundtrack app, and I'm annoyed to discover my new headphones fail to block the grating sound of him and Mum laughing. I remind myself that in a couple of days the two of them will be going up north to visit Steve's sister, leaving me at Rowshot House. Alone with the others. I cannot wait. Before we set off again, Mr. Eager to Please takes the rubbish to the bin. While he's gone, Mum checks her face in the flip-down mirror above the windscreen. She pushes away a flake of mascara from her cheek and reapplies her lipstick.